what we're doing right now is going out and brining roads, the major highways, interstates, bridges, ramps, overpasses, which is our standard procedure when something's coming in as snow. Now, we don't know how much is coming in, but brining is a very inexpensive way to help prevent stuff from freezing on the roadways, to help cut back on the slippiness of the road, and also, if we do get accumulation, helps when the plow trucks come through.
What sort of advice do you have for people who drive out into these conditions?
If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Just don't go out until the roads are taken care of. There are a lot of people who don't do well driving in these conditions because a lot of people aren't used to it. And the other thing is the fewer cars on the road makes it easier for our crews to take care of the roads. If somebody has crashed or slipping and sliding or stuck, that's a roadway we can't get through with a plow truck. So all in all, if things are sort of bad out in the roadways, the best thing is to stay home. Now, if you have to go out, go very slow, get a lot of extra time to get where you're planning to go, put a lot of space between you and the vehicle in front of you, because if that vehicle happens to spin out or start to go sideways or something, if you're too close, it's probably going to drag you into that crash.
As far as black ice, I know that's a concern as well. How do people avoid black ice if they can?
You really can't avoid it because you can't see it. The key thing there, if you're getting warnings from DOT, from your local weather forecasters and so forth, slow down. Don't turn your wheel if you don't have to. Go very slow. People with four-wheel drive sometimes think, oh, I can go through that. Black ice doesn't care if it's two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. It's going to make you slide. So you want to go very slow. That way, if you do start to slip and slide, you have time to do a recovery to get out of that, perhaps.